And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the great French short story writer Guy de Maupassant, born in Normandy, 1850. In just 10 years, between 1880 and 1890, he wrote most of the work for which he's remembered, 300 stories and 5 novels in 10 years. It's the birthday of Conrad Aiken, born Savannah, 1889, who, in his autobiography Ushant, writes about the great trauma that befell him when he was 12. His parents were wealthy New Englanders. They'd moved south for his father's medical practice. The father, for whatever reason, became emotionally unstable and violent, and the boy woke one morning to the sound of gunshots and discovered his parents' bodies. His father had shot his mother and then killed himself. Aiken wrote about it in his autobiography and his own attempt at suicide, and his affairs, and also his many literary friendships, including a lifelong friendship with T.S. Eliot. They bonded over literature, but also drinking and crazy cat comics. And it's the birthday of Wendell Berry, born near Port Royal, Kentucky, 1934, 80 years old today, descended from a long line of tobacco farmers. He went off to Stanford to study creative writing, thought he would become a college teacher, went off and lived in Italy, taught at New York University, and then he got a job offer to teach at the University of Kentucky, and he and his wife decided they would move back home, leave New York, and buy a farm in the Kentucky River Valley, and he began writing about Kentucky in novels and poems and essays. Wendell Berry said, "I always loved to listen to the old people, and I heard a lot of talk. At least until the 1980s, I was working in the fields a lot with people whose language had not been the least bit touched by the media. They spoke a beautiful language, direct and strongly referential, as far as possible from pure poetry. I grew up around people who would entertain themselves by talking. There'd be a crew at work, and something remarkable would happen, and they would start telling about it as soon as it was over. 3 or 4 would each tell a different version of it, and they'd be trying to get the language right." Wendell Berry, whose books include the Mad Farmer poems, The Unsettling of America, Hannah Coulter, and many others. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemiroff, Summer's Elegy. Day after day, day after still day, the summer has begun to pass away. Starlings at twilight fly clustered and call, and branches bend and leaves begin to fall. The meadow and the orchard grass are mown, and the meadowlark's house is cut down. The little lantern bugs have doused their fires. The swallows sit in rows along the wires. Berry and grape appear among the flowers, tangled against the wall in secret bowers. And cricket now begins to hum the hours remaining to the passion's slow procession down from the high place and the golden session wherein the sun was sacrificed for us, a failing light, no longer numinous, now frames the long and solemn afternoons where butterflies regret their closed cocoons. We reach the place unripe and made to know, as with a sudden knowledge, that we go away forever, all hope of return cut off, hearing the crackle of the burning blade behind us and the terminal sound of apples dropping on the dry ground. Summer's Elegy by Howard Nemiroff, from the collected poems published by the University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.